Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Okay. So I'm excited that we are having 2 days in Ife. Oh, is that the way you show your excitement? All right, so I'm excited that we're having 2 days. And the essence of that is that we will be able to build. Amen? We'll be able to build something really solid. So I can teach you. Is that okay? Then we break into it. Are you ready for that? Good. So God has asked me to teach, not just teach, but also release you into, all right, the topic, the covenant of early establishment. The covenant of what? Early establishment. So I'm going to be teaching on that subject of early establishment. And I'd like for you to please follow me with everything that you have. Amen. Now, turn your Bibles with me to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter number 90, verse 14. And let me say this. If you show yourselves as people that are hungry, we will go beyond. Are you following what I'm saying? God can shrink what is for today and tomorrow into today alone. Then a new agenda begins tomorrow. It can happen. True? I want to speak to you from my heart. And I'd like for you to please pay attention. Now, Psalms 90, verse 14. Can we look at this and take it together after the count of three? One, two, three, go. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Two more times. That we may rejoice and be glad. One more time, loud and clear. Early with your mercy. That we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Amen. Now, who was the psalmist referring to here in this scripture? Who is to satisfy us early with mercy? Come on, talk to me. Who is to satisfy us early with mercy? Who? God. So it means that there is something that only God can do. True or not true? There is something that only God can do. Now, if you look at it in verse 12, that same Psalm 90, verse 12, it said, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? All right? And let it repent thee concerning your servant. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us. So there's been more like a plague. God was not happy with them. And the result or the consequence of that dissatisfaction was what we saw in verse 10. That says that the days of a man's life is 70. That's 3, a score is 20. And 10 means 70. God was not saying that the day of a man's life is saying that a man's lifespan is 70 years. No. It was as a result of something they have done. If 70 is a consequence of iniquity, why should you die young? Am I making sense to you? We see people dying in their 20s and all that. Now, listen, and let me be very frank with you. If the God that has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light is a God that we cannot predict what he has for us, then that God is not to be trusted. If somewhere in your heart, you still think, like people will say, we don't know what tomorrow may be, or we don't know what can happen. Tomorrow is not promised. Who said that? Have you heard such devilish statement before? When somebody dies, they say tomorrow is not. Who said that? Tomorrow is not promised? Is that a joke? So you are seated here worshiping a God who has no promise of the future for you. And you know the meaning of those statement is that something settles in your heart that since tomorrow is not promised, anything can happen tomorrow. Qui sera, sera, what will be, alright, tomorrow is promised. As a matter of fact, he said not even an hair will fall off your head without his notice. Alright, there's no permission from hell to touch you. I don't care what your health is speaking like. You are not dying young. Yes, sir. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You are not what?
Dying young.
Say, it is not my portion.
It is not my portion.
Say it loud and clear.
It is not my
portion. So the psalmist said in verse 14, all right, he said, satisfy us early. Early. In fact, we will not die. Are you following what I'm saying? But we will live to declare. That is, our life is about declaring the goodness of God. All our days. That's our life. That's his purpose for us. That's his purpose for you. And I don't know the person here, because there's a burden in that direction. That there's been a thought in your heart that you may die at any time. You are not dying. And some believers have even taken it so far that when you go for meetings where the power of God has moved so much, you now expect that the devil will give you feedback by going to attack your children or attack you. What nonsense is that? The kind of thief that the Bible said, what will keep him away is when you are even sober and vigilant. To tell you how much he has been de-harmed, how less powerful he is. So you sit down and say, now I've gone to a minister in that place and the power of God has moved. But I don't know. My health is under attack. By who? Let me give you an illustration. When I was in primary school, so in case somebody plans to attack you, this illustration will help the person. All right? We had one teacher. Oh, this woman was very wicked. I've not found a greater definition of wickedness in a class teacher. I can never forget her name. She's very wicked. When she beat you, she will beat you like you should die. All right, and I try to avoid trouble to the best of my understanding. But there are times that it's general class. All of you come out. None of you have been there before. Your children they don't have to go through that. Are you aware? You have not paid school fees, go home. Hold on. By the time we are done tonight, listen though. By the time we are done tonight, it will be clear God came. So the woman flogged me. I said I will revenge. So I did plan to revenge, and I got my revenge. That's feedback. I was giving her feedback. So she had these twin children in the school. So during break time, I caught one of them. He walked. Your mommy thinks he can. Your mommy does not know that it's someone that gave birth to us too. I caught the other one. I said, come here. So your mommy thinks she's the one that can beat. Your mommy thinks she... I thought I've revenged. Then we sat down in class. I can't forget, during social study class. And I saw they are twins. We call them a big general. So I see them coming to the class. Oh, yeah, go point at him. The first one went. Was looking. I said, that's him. As he said, that's him. The other one, too, said, yes. They beat. You know, the kind of beating that they will ask you to kneel down in staff room. And then some teachers who don't like you will now come. And say, oh, near be. And then, all right, that's what demons get when they try to give you feedback. The one who can give you feedback is the one who is in your class. We are seated in Christ, far above. You see, we've not come to the consciousness of our seated state. So some of you can't stay in the room when it's dark, because suddenly you are afraid. The one that they are afraid of is afraid. The one that shows up as light and darkness can't withstand. So light is afraid. You know, sometimes it's good to just do something. Say, what are you doing? I'm scaring them. Because of the consciousness of who you are in Christ. Say loud and clear, I'm seated in Christ.
I'm seated in
Christ. Far above.
Far above.
Come on, say it again.
All
principalities,
and
powers.
I'm
seated in heavenly places.
This is my state.
This is my reality.
So
you might be seated here, but you have a seated state. Do you understand that? What does that mean? It's a state of rest. And the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. It is a seated state. I said it's a seated state. See, whether OAU, OUI, whatever, they can't destroy what God has started. Yeah. It's a seated state. Your life was concluded perfectly. As far as God is concerned, there's an end. Surely there's an end. Are you seeing that now? The expectation of the righteous will not be cut. There's an end. What does that mean? I should not be agitated in between the beginning and that end. I should follow the blueprint. Alright? Because according to the end I've seen, I didn't die young. Alright? Because I've come to teach you about early establishment. So it is important we debunk certain myths. That if God begins to bless a man early, he's going to crash. And some of you are afraid of manifesting your God-given potential because you believe that anyone will manifest it too early. They will look for him, they won't see him. And people who have insecurity have spoken to you about so-and-so person. That's how he think he was working in millions. That's how he just died. So say, me too, I don't want to die. Even poor people are dying. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, listen, Cornerstone Church. As God began to speak to me about this meeting, it appears to me that some dangerous things are about to start happening here. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen, some very dangerous things. And what I've come to do is to remove the veil. Oh, yes. And to announce the season. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes,
there's about to be an outbreak here.
Yes,
oh, yes. Now, listen. God is raising people from this house with resources beyond your age. For the purpose of the gospel.
Amen.
It will happen. Sit down. You will not have to raise funds to get out of this place. Leave this place with immediate effect. Alright? Look for a ministry that needs it and give them. Okay? the resources for your new venue is on ground. No, hold on. Be seated. I know the reason why you clap, but you didn't hear my full statement. Because the reason why you clap is because you heard it on ground and Apostle is giving us. Oh, yes. Wait. Even now I can give you. Even now. But I will not help you grow. When God wants to promote people, He gives them an opportunity so that even in hell, there is justification for their promotion. Are you following what I'm saying? So He's extending that opportunity. Don't raise the seed twice. All right? God has placed it in your heart. Get out of this place. Get out of this place. Are you following what I'm saying here? There are many of you who will... It will never be in your lifetime that they'll be calling, you want to raise a million. So I was in a meeting a while back, student, and they said, we want 10 people that can give a million. More than 100 legge looking students ran out. Because we serve a God who satisfies early. Hope you are aware. I know that you are enlightened. Things have changed. Now, there are many of you who are still on campus, but you are no longer in the days of those who are trying to leave campus, then try to carry some certificate around Lagos and get some job. I know some of you are working with your phones and laptops and earning in dollars. So that tells you, those things are a revelation to you that you cannot postpone the important things for tomorrow. Things are changing. And there are people who may never walk in that reality because according to the culture of their heart, they have concluded, it is after campus before God can bless me. So you keep feeding on the 20K per month. They can't even cater for transport. And your heart is not open to the fact that God can do it now. All right? One of my boys in Ibadan, when was the last time I went there? It was ending 25K. Said, I know my life can change, things can change. I like when people say, I know. When your pastor said, I know things, I like such statements. Oh, yes. And guess what? I think about 2 weeks after the meeting, he just got a job to edit some videos with his phone. With phone. And do some graphics design with Canva. How much? 850,000. He's a part two student. Alright? Some of you are coming from places where if they put the annual income together, it will take 3 years to make that. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to... You ever have an adage? They will say that the race that a dog runs for 20 years is an easy walk for a horse. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you this story. Pastor Matthew Ashimolowo shared this story. He went to minister. Not to minister, to teach. I think an organization, whether a bank or something, to train their staff. Just an hour meeting. By the time he was done with that session, they gave him an envelope. And they said, this is the envelope for you, sir. Just a special gift for you. And when he checked the envelope, it was dollars. He counted it. All right. When he counted it, he converted it to naira. He discovered that his biological father's 30 years salary in the Nigerian army is not up to that amount that they gave him for preaching for 1 hour. Somebody's 30 years earnings is somebody's 1 hour earning. Listen, can I beg you? Because nothing can change until your heart is helped. As a man thinks in his heart, so is it. So people don't just change by declaration. The declaration that will advance you is the one your heart can receive. Do you understand what I'm saying here? What took your parents all their years to achieve? You will achieve it as a young person. Yeah. Say that amen loud and clear. Yeah. Again, I decree what took your parents all their years to achieve, you will achieve it as a young person.
Amen.
You will not struggle.
Amen.
Now, look at me. How many of you truly trust God that from me a change can begin? Is there anyone who is really honest here? That I do not want my life to continue based on what I went through as a child. It is important that a change comes. That God raise a change agent in this house. It is so important that it begins now. I decree that that grace comes upon you. You will never have to struggle to break through. I say again, you will not struggle to break through. Sit down like kings and queens. Somebody's 30 years. All right? You are in the ministry. Yeah, you are in the ministry. All right? Sometimes you go for conferences and you hear people's testimony. How that we got to this place, we struggle and struggle. And if care is not taken, you just conclude in your heart that I must struggle too. And from the day you accept that struggle, you will struggle to break through. All right? Please be seated. What's the blessing over Jacob? Genesis 27 verse 27. Look at it. Genesis 27 verse 27. There's a shift in this house. Genesis 27 verse 27. The Bible says, and he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him. That is, something provoked the blessing. Now listen. There are things people do that God leads people to do that they were not intending to do. What I'm saying is that there are dimensions of helpers that did not wake up looking forward to helping you. These ones did not wake up. God, there's nothing in their heart to help you. In fact, they don't send. But there is a dimension of help that is provoked. That even a wicked man is just inspired. Help him. I say, I don't like you, but take it. Because this one, the man, what did he say? He said, I want to eat venison. Then when I've eaten it, it will provoke. But he didn't eat it. He just smelled somebody. Alright? The Bible said he smelled the smell of what? Of his raiment. What was raiment? Clothes. What was Jacob wearing? Jacob was clothed with the skin of the animal that the mother killed. Because Esau is hairy. It's a prototype of the way we are clothed with Christ, our sacrificial lamb. And now we can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Meaning that the one that God looks at to bless us is Christ. Say, I'm not qualified. Forget about your disqualification. We are talking about Christ. He smelled him, and that's it. And he blessed him and said, see. You see, the blessings that begin with see, they are dangerous ones. See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Somebody is walking with new fragrance. Alright? Verse 28 now. I can't find it. The blessing is better, sir. I know you have energy to walk and ability to struggle, but the blessing is better. Do you understand what I'm saying? Be humbled in your ability to be smart. The blessing is better. I know my way. I know the blessing is better. I'm intelligent. I can do 2 + 2. I can sit on the laptop. I said the blessing is better. Therefore, God give you of the dew from heaven. And then, you know what the of heaven is? It's spiritual blessings. That is what controls the physical. Now, look up, everyone. Look up. Sit down for a while. Let me share this with you. There's a dangerous man of God in Nigeria. I'm going to mention his name. All right? Many people don't know that NSPPD was not a global platform until the day the man went to the church and laid hands on him and commanded the globe to open. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was not a global platform. I can count churches that were closed. But the moment he laid hands, the blessing is more than strategy. Men of God, don't bank on strategy. Sometimes I've heard stories of ministries that enter into a city and say that we are taking the city. That's a good statement. But by what confidence? Where is your confidence? We came into this city with millions of naira, and we're going to get the best. No, the best thing to enter a territory with is the blessing. The blessing is what brings water, even in desert. The blessing is the reason why there are no dry grounds. You see, those who are unbelievers are conscious of their powers. Believers are not conscious of the blessing. So they don't actively say it, that I cannot be stranded. I think I saw you. I saw you ministry in Redemption Camp. I watched the video. I screenshotted it. I said, that's the blessing. Could you have worked for it? See, when that thing speaks on a man, it will pick him from the back and set him in front. There are people who are lobbying. Absalom was lobbying. The Bible said he will sit at the gate of the palace and he will tell people, you want to see my father David? Says, so you don't have to see him. Come, let me attend to your issue. He will attend to their issue and even hug them and say, don't worry. He was presenting himself as the king. After Absalom did his own, he died. Another young man got up, Adonijah. That one even took us. He was celebrating a pseudo coronation service for a title that God did not give him. Then Bathsheba called the prophet and said, we need to remind the king before he dies that there's a covenant hanging over Solomon. So they went to meet the king and said, your son Adonijah is parading himself as the king now. But have you, because God already told David that you are not the one to build me a house, your son Solomon will. Meaning that God is not just trying to push you for nothing, he's pushing you for a walk. There's something about his agenda that is at stake. And if you are not conscious of it, forget. The man who is conscious of it will enter. So he said, Solomon is there. Then David said, let them put Solomon on the horse of the king and announce him as the king. So they did that. When those who were at coronation party head, party scattered. Everybody, he's going to kill us. There are people who are presenting themselves in the energy of the flesh for what the blessing is giving you. You may not have the advantage to push yourself to the front, but there's a hand bringing you from the back. It is even possible that there might be some of you here that if your parents were the one to choose which of the children to break through, they won't choose you. It is possible. Maybe they prefer another one. They feel that one is nice. And they don't know that you are also nice, but it's that you are depressed. That's why you are looking like a soldier. And they feel you are a bad child. So they may not choose you. But when God has chosen a man, there is nothing anybody can do against it. When God has ordained a man, there's nothing anybody can do. God chose Jacob. Isaac chose Esau. God maintained his stance. I want to show you something to be seated for a while. The blessing is so powerful. Now, let me ask you a question. What strategy did Obed-Edom know? What did he do differently? They carried the ark of God. Somebody went and touched it, and God was displeased. And the Bible said he died. And they looked around. Who is the person that, if the person dies today, the death doesn't concern anybody? Nobody even thinks about him. They said, there's one guy. He's so poor, nobody will mourn. They said, okay, take the ark to that place. But they forgot that the ark is a symbol of God's presence. And the reason why Joseph prospered in Potiphar's house is because God was with him. And as they took the ark to Obed-Edom didn't know any strategy. He was a man who was poor and ready to die. But the presence in his house began to attract. And in 3 months, the fame was noised everywhere. Listen, it is not about a change of strategy. It is about the blessing. What strategy did the guy know? He didn't know any strategy. What did he do differently? Maybe people just wake up and so all of a sudden everybody just starts saying, I feel like blessing you. The guy that nobody has ever taught you. See, humble yourself and never try to do by strength what is to be done by grace. I know you want to have stories of how I broke through. But God wants to give you a breakthrough that the story is his song. They say, how did you do it? Say, sincerely, if I know how, I would have told you. But this one is the finger of God. Now, I share the story of a pastor. All right? This is a true life story. The testimony is still there online. I was there when the man was sharing the testimony. He was going to church for what is called faith clinic. He's a redeemed pastor. And he stopped the car by the roadside. And funny enough, a brand new Highlander, green, stopped. And as they were going to church, when they got to the front of the church, the man parked and came down from the car and gave the pastor the key and said, as we were coming, God told me that the car is yours. Okay, what is the strategy for getting that? See, you are the one dulling yourself. And you are the cause of your own problem. You are claiming that so that you can boast and teach others. You want to work for what grace has already provided. The blessing doesn't mean you won't work. But God is saying, I want to take the glory. Listen, the one that the hand of God is upon, and the one who is upon chariot, which of them will get to their destination first? The one with the hand of God. Come down from your high horses and let God lift you. He's the lifter. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are some of you here that by the time you are leaving Ife, you'll be contemplating, should I go for NYSC? Because am I sure I really need this thing? By the hand of the Lord. And there are people who have concluded that as a lady, nothing can change until I get married. What yes, just living. That, you know, it is marriage that honors a woman. The blessing. The blessing. God is the lifter. Don't overrate your strategy. God is the lifter. It is the blessings of God that makes rich and have no sorrow. Thank God for money classes. All those, I know you guys are into many things, from crypto to forex and all. Fantastic. But it is the blessing of God that makes rich. In fact, the Bible says that when the way of a man pleases God, it will make even his enemies to be at peace with him. The enemies don't know why they can't fight him. Just doing your own. Because his way please God. What do you prefer? To win a war or to have peace? What do you prefer? Alright? And sometimes to let you know that this thing is so humbling. Look at the story of that boy. Thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Thank you for peace. It's a beautiful day. Look at the story of the boy. When the video came out, do you know what attracted compassion? Oh, what a small boy. But look at his voice. But by the time the people have already made commitments, record labels in America, commitments. Singers, musicians all over the world, commitments. When they finally found the boy, he's no longer that small boy. He's grown. When this thing wants to speak, it can go to any time in your timeline and use anything usable. It will search. The blessing will keep searching. Keep searching. See, sometimes you want to do something new, but what has been done in the past is enough. It's enough for God to do what he wants to do. He will just go there and then just begins what he wants to do with what has been done in the past. So the Bible said, as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Listen, you have sown seeds. Some of you have done projects. But with the blessing, somebody will see it and say, who did this? Say, so and so and so. Wow, call him. Now, sit down for a while. I heard the story of a guy that God inspired. The guy wanted to gym and do all those things. So I'm not sure if I'm getting the story accurately, but I'll try. But God inspired him to start playing golf. That go to a golf course. All right, so he went to a golf course and, you know, just trying. Golf is not really for young men. I mean, I can't imagine myself just doing golf. I mean, I like to be active, run up and down. You know what I'm saying? He was just playing the golf. And then God said, why don't you assist those men there? So he went to assist one of the guys and help them carry their stuff. Some old guys who are just playing golf. One of them just piqued interest. Said, how are you doing? What's your name? What do you do? He said, actually, I'm not working for now. Wow. And you know, it looks like disadvantage. And the man said, what do you have interest in? He said, this. He said, okay, see me at home. And that was it. So he went to his house. When he went, and I said, Mumwe now, you walk here, you know. Many of you start hearing statements like this. He said, I know you. He said, you know, just what can we do for this boy? He called that friend and he said, okay, yeah. I have some money I'm not really using for now. All right, so can we set him up? And listen, I'm telling you a fact. This is a true story. And they set the guy up with a business. Listen to what I'm saying. With a profit of over ₦1 billion per month. Per month. It is not about running to the east, west, or south. It is the hand of God. Hey, Joe. Let's humble ourselves. It is the hand of God. Thank God for certifications, which I believe in. Amen. But it is still the hand of God. These things can be depressing if the finger of God is not there. A man's life can change overnight, and even him can't explain. It appears to me that God is raising a generation of early risers. Early risers. Early risers. Sir, people have come to ask me. So, even when we go to Abuja, what are you doing differently? Do you know, I've shared it with you guys. When we got to Abuja, it was so bad that we could not afford rent. But I knew I have entered this city with a blessing. All right, I did not step out of the West until I first came to see my spiritual father. And I believe so much in his pronouncement. He released some words I knew. All right, the land will open up. It was so bad. One time, police came to arrest us. Because all of us were plenty in one service apartment. And collected our phones and were searching. And in the midst of that, what God was saying is, I will give you a city in this city. A man who is looking for a rent, who are saying city. How was that? That's where he is. Alright, when the blessing of God enters your comes upon your life or is upon your life, what took people 10 years in the territory? It's a matter of months. Everything doesn't take time, everything takes intervention. It doesn't take time. It takes the day God intervenes, the rule of time changes. Everything is following a normal oscillation until God shows up. Until God shows up. So you ask me, why am I teaching this kind of message in a student? Because God said he wants to raise early risers. Early risers. See, listen, there is something almost, for the sake of doctrine, I will say almost, more powerful than your fasting. If you fast without this, you will still not break through. Even if you pray 20 hours without this, you will still not break through. It is called consciousness. Let me share a story with you. Sit down for a minute. Sit down for a while. Let me share a story with you. Sir, let me share this with you. You know, I know many of you have heard of what happened in Ife in 1999. The story of Africa. How he was murdered in his sleep at Awo. Am I correct? But what you... So one time like that, around 2009, I was on a trip coming from Kano. So with me in that trip was the person who was the SUG, one of the executives in the time of Africa. So we're seated beside each other and we're talking. And he was sharing the story with me of what happened. There was a particular guy, but this one is online. You can check the documentary of this one online. There was a particular guy that they met at the door of the room where they killed Africa. They shot that guy 7 times. Both at his chest, at his abdomen, 7 times. When they resuscitated the guy in the hospital, the first statement he said, "Mile Kubai, I can't die like this." That was the consciousness the bullet met. It is not the tragedy that happened. It is what it meant. And that's why God has been telling me to warn this generation that while we are at the peak of revival, be careful of building wrong consciousness. That even if I die now, I'm going to heaven. Nobody is disputing. See, the one who gave his life to Christ today too is going to the same heaven. Have the consciousness of enjoying all that is in Christ for you. That's the first thing the guy said. I can't die like this. So they had to, he was just saying, I can't die like this. I can't die like this. That after 7 bullets in the chest, someone only took 1. 7. But look at the consciousness. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The essence of teaching is to build in you a consciousness. Consciousness is to your spirit what stronghold is from the kingdom of darkness. Because stronghold is a line of thought that is a negative consciousness. Are you following what I'm saying here? And one of the ways you will know a man's consciousness are the things he's saying in a neutral moment. Not prayer time now. When I stay with you, I will know what you are conscious of. Because you will say it. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You begin to hear. Some people's consciousness is frustration. I didn't try. We are trying. And then, it's not coming out. That's their consciousness. But some people's consciousness is, we cannot enter this place and God will not give us this city. Why won't he? Melo Nife, what is Ife? Do you know God will so anoint you that you will have to move Sunday service to Dudua Hall? There's something called compelling power. Everybody is just compelled in that direction. What happened when there's people are running to church? Why? What's compelling them? Power. That's why you pray as a pastor. We release 4 angels to this city where our men are. They are compelled. Hold on a minute. How dare you release a flyer out and not evoke power on it? that the eyes that see this, they are, it's not the excellence of the graphics. It is the words of it. We release words. No one can see you and resist you. We share this as the fragrance of God's presence. Go and bring men. You'll be amazed. Somebody say, I saw a flyer. I just knew how to be here, sir. I just knew how to be here. Yes. Sometimes you stop at the level of your graphic designer. There's a better designer in heaven. The one that can put a mark on it that computer can't capture. But that's the way it works. Be conscious of the blessing. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? Tell your neighbor, be conscious of the blessing. Tell your neighbor, be conscious of the blessing. Sit down for a moment. These are our reality, praise God. I said, these are our reality. I said, these are our reality. I said, these are our reality. It's a consciousness. I can't die now. Could possible? Now, listen. At a level for babies, you were heard in Jesus' name. At a level. But do you know that consciousness is a form of knowledge? All right, that knowledge is iodo. It is awareness. Listen. Awareness is a lot stronger than epignosis. Give me a minute. Now hold on a minute. I am aware that this is Fair of Light Church, Ife. I am aware that the pulpit is behind me. You don't have to teach me that the pulpit is behind me. I am aware. So, hold on a minute. I don't say the pulpit is behind me in Jesus' name. I am aware the pulpit is behind me. If I have to say the pulpit is behind me in Jesus' name, then it means I am conscious of something else. Maybe they've carried it. Sometimes the speed with which we had in Jesus' name is not actually a sign that we believe in that Jesus. It is actually a sign that we are not sure. So hold on a minute. Let's take it like this. I am aware that I'm blessed. That's consciousness. It's awareness. It's awareness. You don't have to say, Apostle, the pulpit is behind you in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. I am aware. It is there. Hold on, can we take it a step further? I am aware that I can't die young. I've taught you before that faith, for faith to be what it is, it can't be in time. You must understand that. The language of faith is not time. The language of faith is not time. Say, what are you talking about? I'm going to show you. It's not time. So, what did the Bible say? Give me Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews 11, all right, verse 3, quickly. Hebrews 11, 3. Project it. Now, read this. 1, 2, 3, go. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen... So we understand that the medium through which God created was what?
Faith.
So at what point did God say, let there be light tomorrow? Let there be vegetation next week. Let there be. That's faith. I know I will break through tomorrow. Nonsense. That thing that is making you put it for tomorrow believes that it is not possible today. You can't have faith and doubt at the same time. Some of you put God's blessing for a time that your mind can capture. You now sound polite. You are not polite. You are ignorant. You are what?
Ignorant.
So, my God, how do I help you get this? So, This is the realm God dwells. It's outside time. It's Alpha Omega. In him is the beginning and the end of time. Alright, I've shown you this several times. The only thing close to a man operating outside time, the only thing close to a man operating outside time is when you are acting a movie or a drama. You don't act a drama until you have first read the script. Meaning that the story, somebody commenced the story and ended it and show you the character you are playing. This is your role in this movie. Those who watch you are the ones in time. Those who are acting, no. They know the end before they began to act. They are not in time. It is those watching who have suspense. Those who are acting are just aligning. Those who are watching are saying, oh, they will not kill him. Those who are acting knew, according to the script, they did not kill me. Faith is what you have when you find the script. So, people are concerned about your life. That now the way he's serving God, hope it's not going to be all right. They are the ones in that time. God has shown me the end before the beginning. And according to what he showed me, I did not end up poor. And God cannot show me what doesn't exist. One of the signs that you have seen it is that you are not agitated. All this agitation of, let's, you have not seen it. Once you see it once. You say, this one that you are saying, God has sent you to go to so and so place. Are you aware? That place is a village. Shh. It is just a part of the script. There are chapters. There are chapters. And many people have wandered out of God's plan for their life because they can't trust him with just a part of the script. You know, when you guys came in, I sat down. I looked at you guys and I was laughing. I was laughing because a time is coming. Now, let me use the word, not to mean anything, but if there's anything like that, when the least amongst you is coming to Ife, the VC will be at the gate to receive him. Amen. Just laughing. Amen. I can see your stature in the spirit. You didn't end up small. Listen, they say Great Ife, Africa most beautiful campus. Some of you are the reason why that name will be true. And there are some of you here that you are somebody who is in school, but schools will be named after. Hey. Amen. You come to campus and you see Femi Lazarus Hall. Femi Lazarus Hall. Everybody start claiming you. Start claiming you. Are you following what I'm saying? Very soon, some of us will start negotiating with government to buy federal universities over. This one that you have issue with ASU, let's buy it. Let's buy it. All right? Because we can better take care of it. I went to Covenant University. Then I went to another school. I don't want to mention the name. They are close. I don't know the name of the school right now. But I think the person that owns that school ruled this nation for years. But I can't remember his name also. But when I entered Covenant, and then I entered that school, I know that the blessing is better. Yes, sir. You just can't explain the figure. Have you seen people that have money, but you still know they are wretched? You see them, something within you is pitying them. Something is just, you know, the person has money, but something is stinking. The money is not enviable. Let me show you, all right? Psalms, chapter number 1, verse 1. Amplified translation, Psalms 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man. Now look at it, Amplified translation. Very loaded words packed in the blessing. Loaded words packed in the blessing. Can you give me this? Do you have Amplified Translation? All right, Psalms. Let me read from my Bible. If you don't have your Bible with you there. Now look at it. I would have wanted you to see this. Can you project Psalms 1:1 Amplified? Psalms chapter number 1 verse 1 Amplified. I want you to see. I want you to see. This is too loaded. Now look at it. What does it mean to be blessed? Happy. Fortunate. Prosperous. Enviable. So someone say, money doesn't buy happiness. Sit down. There are things you say that when the wealthy hear you, they know you are not experienced.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They know. Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's true.
Yes, sir.
He doesn't know.
Yes, sir.
Money can't buy happiness.
Yes, sir.
He doesn't know. Before you say something can't do something, make sure you have it first.
Yes, sir.
And this same person, if I say, get up, and I say, give me your account number, and I say to you, I've just transferred $1 million. This same person, well, when you want to talk from that depth, say, Iran Ninja, money can't buy happiness. At least I'm drinking my Gary and I'm happy. Are you truly happy? Huh? No evidence. You don't get evidence. Evidence. There's no evidence that what you are saying is true. Huh? No evidence. Speak with evidence. Praise God. But you see, the word blessing or blessed is not attached to a man with material prosperity alone. It is attached to a man that the presence of God, the foundation of this one, is God's presence. This one is not the one you go and do some yeah stuff and then come back and say, I'm blessed. Everybody will know something is off. You see, there's something about the spirit. You can't deceive when it comes to spiritual realities. There's a way a man will be saying something and you know, go hard up. What he's saying is not adding up. Somebody is posting to me, you know that something is off about this guy. He may think he has, something is off. This is not the kind of prosperity I want. So many young people think that it's just about going to make money. Then you now hear something like, you don't need God to make money. That's your problem. Because all you are after is money. But you can't be blessed without God. Because he's the lifter of men. All right? Look at it. The part of this, prosperity is just an aspect of the blessing. Prosperity is just an aspect of the blessing. Material prosperity is just an aspect. It is just an aspect of many other aspects that a man can be fortunate. Do you know what it means to be fortunate? You see, you may not understand the meaning of a statement until you hear the opposite. So if they say that somebody is unfortunate, say you are an unfortunate fellow. Now, hold on. That doesn't even ring a bell. Who can help me interpret that in Yoruba? No, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. What does it mean to be unfortunate in Yoruba? Eh? Oh, look. Now, hold on. Some of us are coming from Yoruba, okay, and Isale. Because I heard Oloribu and I say they are even too heavy. They are even heavy. A lady, what? I'm not there. I didn't hear that. But listen, how come you are conscious of the gravity of the opposite? But you are not conscious of the gravity of the real one. Fortunate. Say you are a fortunate fellow. It is part of the blessing. Let me share one of Pastor Jumoke's story. All right, I'm just going to put it in quote. Please sit down. All right, she needed something to be done, a document. Maybe you have even forgotten. She was in a very depressed state. Okay, but it was raining, so she was trekking. and then just beside her, a woman dropped from the car, a bus, and the document poured out. And she went there to help her pack. And when she was on, the woman said, "Are you a student?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Wow, this is..." And then said, "I have this challenge, come and see me." And the woman said, "Okay, this is the document, sign it yourself." That is what it means to be fortunate. You are at the right place at the right time. It's the function of the blessing. See, people who try to go in the way of their sense, they will labor and their life becomes a proof that by strength shall no man prevail. Some of you have some colleagues who touch some small naira, 2 million, 10 million, and began to get doctrines against the church and against God. All right? That's because they were never deep. And that's why you must understand, having money and being blessed are two different things. The one who carries blessing is the one who have got caught the value of the presence. The value of the presence. The one who understands that yet we have brand strategies, we have these media strategies, we have these strategies, but there is a greater strategy. Guys, shall we join our hands together? For the next 1 hour, we'll pray in the Holy Ghost. You can't get such money and start drinking NSC with it. That one is the kind of money you have that you are not to be copied. You are not enviable. Listen to what I'm saying. God has sent me to tell you, be rooted in Him. Be rooted. He wants to take you up, but be rooted, so that taking you up will not destroy you. Be rooted. Be rooted. Allow yourself to be rooted. Bear roots downwards. Bear roots downwards. Bear roots downwards. Build a prayer life. Build a prayer altar. Humble yourself before God. Humble yourself before Him. Understand that He is the lifter of men. Understand that He is the helper of men. Understand that He is the lifter. Understand that He is the helper. Without Him, I can do of my own self do nothing. Without Him, I can of my own self do nothing. If I can make money, can I elongate my days? Can I? Where is the pride coming from? How come many young people are now believing that you don't need God to prosper? And when you say such, when you are putting it side by side with those who are outside, those who are outside have money, not prosperity. He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper." Listen to this. "And be in health." This, our own prosperity, is even as your soul prospers. It is not the same thing with Elon Musk. It is not the same thing. You are not Elon Musk. If all God has to offer you is what Elon Musk has, then is God a fool? Your problem is that poverty has destroyed your soul. So you get up and say, "Is my Zuckerberg paying tithes? How come?" You see your problem. How come what comes to your heart is Mark Zuckerberg? What about the blessings of Abraham? "In you shall all nations be blessed." What does Mark ask that is compared to that? When people like Pastor here at Deboye, is a blessing flowing to nations and to life. What does Mark ask that is compared to that? How many nations can Mark Zuckerberg have and say, "I stop the activity of darkness"? How many places can Elon Musk see somebody with, yes, you have technology. Can that technology raise the dead? We were in Lagos last week. Who was there? A girl came with a big growth. The video is online before our very eyes. I've seen growth disappear. I've seen the lame walk. I've seen the blind see. This year, cancers have been healed. We can't count. Before our very eye. And it was like somebody was breathing. And it was going down. I screamed. That is the blessing. Mark will have to put his money down and submit under God to have. You can't buy this one. Let me make the loud noise again. You are not Elon Musk. And God is not trying to give you what Elon Musk has. They are babies compared to spiritual realities. Listen, it doesn't matter how rich a man is outside God. He's needy. He's needy. He's needy. Don't say, hey, about Elon Musk. That's ignorance. The devil is eating fried rice with you. Oh, yes. And listen, and where he's taking you to, you will not even get close to those who are saying they don't need Christ. He wants to destroy you. Listen, nothing is guaranteed when it is outside Christ. Nothing. What God gives us is such that he blesses us with length of days to enjoy. Length of days. That's why I'm telling you that story. That man has been the president of this nation, I think 16 years. Military, civilian. I said, is this what the money of the nation can build? Look at what the blessing has done. Many politicians have universities in this country. The one that is always competing with federal government belongs to the church. So, some of you are here, the devil is already finishing you. Say, so you hear some junks online. I say, you don't need God to be prosper. Who told you that? And Joseph prospered in the house of Potiphar, for God was with him. God was with him. Pastor one person with God with you, you will spread. I'm telling you, sit down with me. Sit down for a minute. Sit down for a minute. When our ministry were going to move to our facility in Ibadan, God was going to teach me a lesson. He said, son, go and give out all that you have. All the sounds, the equipment. He said, don't enter this new place with a pin. And so we started giving out. You know, you want to think that what you have as a ministry is what you have labored for years. God proved it to me that the real labor is in my soul. If the labor has taken place there, it doesn't matter. So it means all the things. And meanwhile, these things that are there, they cost millions. They cost millions. I mean, listen to what I'm saying. We were going to start a new facility in Abuja. The blessing is bigger. Yeah. We have been looking for venue. Not because we have reached 1,200, but because I know anything given to the Lord, he will fill it. Because many of you start looking for a new place when you have filled the old. That's not the strategy. The day you conceive it, get out. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we prayed, and I said to the guys, I said, I'm going out with you today. They are watching me right now. I said, I'm going out. So when we got to a point, I said, park. I knew that's the one day I've not done for 2 months. So I said, let's pray. Father, today we receive insight, the right place, the right person, the right time. Yes, Lord. Amen. And as we got there, we saw the place was too good to be true. Brand new. AC 10 horsepower, 8. To blow your head off. Everything brand new. You see, we sat with the man, former House of Rep member. And we began, the man just found interest. He said, many people have come. But this place wasn't fully ready then. The right time. The right time. So he said, how much do you want to pay, Pastor? We were gisting. So God told me that I should tell him the amount. So I told him the amount. We agreed. Okay? There was no argument. We agreed. And as we're leaving, God said, someone will change his mind and is going to come up with this amount. Agree. That now God is giving you a strategy. Don't argue. Agree. So I said, yes, Lord. So I said, call him. So he called him. Say, yeah, change my mind. I said, yes. Agreed. And I was just in the house. We tried to get the screen one time. Someone decided to go and bring $18,000. I just got a nudging in my spirit to call someone. I said, hey, Moji, how you doing? I need screen. Just give me for Sunday service. He laughed. Right place, right person, right time. He laughed. He said, you don't know why I like you. He said, of everybody in our generation, everybody pretends. He said, I take you serious and I respect you because you take me as a brother and you trust me. He said, I have screens that are just there. He said, come and carry it. He said, they're not doing it. All right. After the first service, they called us back and said, that is not the quality of the screen we want to give you, so we are changing it. Then that's not the size, so we are changing it. But if I have to go the route of money, I would have to gather $18,000. But there's something called the blessing. The problem you have is that the route for payment for everything that you know is money. If you don't have the money for it, it's not mine because I can't afford it. See, you can't afford the money. But when it comes to the blessing, it is not you affording it. It's God who confers it. Stop pricing the things you can't afford. Because you are not... You will not grow like that if you don't. So you will not grow. Amen. Now, sit down for a moment. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, God gave me an instruction. And he said, son, for the next phase that you are pressing into, see, it pays to hear God. Sometimes God speaks. What God is saying may not even sound spiritual, but he's wiser than you. He said, from today, stop going to the airport and sit down at general lounge. He said, start treating yourself well. Get to VIP. Yes, Lord. Then stop taking economy. Yes, Lord. Business class. Yes, Lord. So I decided, as you have said, Lord, I will do. So I get to the airport. Yeah. The first day I obeyed that instruction, as I got to the VIP lounge, I saw one of my daddies there. He's a bishop. He sat down. When he saw my son, he said, hey, Femi, come on. So we sat down with him and we're gisting. And different politicians were coming and they were kneeling down. So good to see you, Daddy. And, you know, the conversations we had in 10 minutes, the way it tore my heart open, I sat down. I said, who put me in the midst of ordinary men, sir? You see, it is by yourself. You look at seats and say, this one is not for my kind. By yourself. Because that's your consciousness. And the man said to me, he said to myself and my wife, he said, you won't believe. He said, are we president? He said, go to the president. Oh, Harry Minibadon, he came to see me. He said, he came. He said, six of us. So he left that to come and see six people. The people who have this power don't make noise. Though. They don't make noise. They came to see six of us. But that day, I did not book the flight for business class. He was on his way to minister in Koza, in Abuja. It was from Ibadan. So, I was pained. I was imagining me and this man, the same place. We talk like this to Abuja. Then, I would just tell my wife that, you people, the people that are here to pick you, you people go home. I'm going with him to Koza. But, I went to book economy. Before I came out, the man, you know, Koza, they carried him. I said, I swear to God, I will not disobey you again. Listen to what I'm saying. You will prosper more through God's instruction than your strategy can ever. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Do you understand what I'm telling you? Don't do this again. Do this one. Don't do this again. Do this one. Please sit down for a while. I was listening to one of my brothers. And he shared a story. That one time he was driving in Unilag. And God told him, as a woman was passing, said, pick the woman. And he carried the woman. And he took her to where she was going. And I said, thank you. And then they began to talk. And so they exchanged contact. And one time they were going to have a program in that place. And their ministry was not registered yet. But they were able to come and find their way. And they collected, I think, about 40,000. But if you have not registered, they should collect 450,000. But at that time, the ministry can't afford it. Okay? So, just about an hour for the program to start, those guys found out that they were not registered. So they said, we are shutting down this meeting. The actual amount is 450,000. And somebody was giving instruction, shut it down. And they've called people. And when he went to go and see the person who said, shut it down, it was the woman that God said, pick. Are you seeing how that the instruction of God? Do you understand what I'm saying? You will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk, 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 walk. You have to train yourself in the things of the Spirit so that what is coming will not carry you away. Money corrupts when it comes to people who are not mature. It destroys. And you just begin to see gradual compromise. Gradual compromise. Things start changing. And I tell people, see, listen, the things that you can't do in the days that you were broke, that you were conservative not to do, to begin doing them because you now have money is a sign you are falling. I say, hey, but this is not a sin. We are not saying it's not a sin. We are saying it is actually a sign that you are in a falling state. And we are not going to shout. So, as a guy, when you were broke, you didn't consider putting earring in your nose. But because now you have some millions, so you buy diamond ring, put it in your nose. You say, after all, it's not a sin. We are not at that level. Some things are not expedient. This one is sponsored by your arrogance because you think now you have. And it's a sign that you are declining. See, there are people that, whether believers or unbelievers, there are people that their money misread. Because money didn't meet purpose. Find purpose first. Money is a tool for empowering purpose. To hate the fulfillment. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not about to change. Now say, let me taste Moet. Let me taste champagne. What are you talking about? That guy said, my soul eats. Be satisfied with plenty. God said, you're a fool. At least anybody who conclude that it's just about me is a fool. He said, today, your soul will be required of you. And the guy died. He died. Say it again. God's prosperity is not just about me. It is about his agenda. Now, hold on a minute. If there's a calling upon your life at this age, if God allows you to have 10 million, will you still be usable? 10 million. 10 million that I can finish ministering here. And somebody just send a DM. Sir, I've been looking for you. God, lady, that's the 10 million that has taken you out of purpose. Are you seeing that now? That there are things that God is withholding for his mercies endures forever. Because the man is not ready. God wants to bless him, but his heart is darkened. The only thing making this guy look humble is because he's broke. He has dangerous tendencies if money comes. Don't be the one that God will have to withhold from out of mercy. Be the one that God will know he can give and he will still stand. And one of the ways that can happen is that don't live a life of greed. It doesn't matter how much you have. You can't sleep in two rooms at the same time. The moment what you have is not fulfilling the purpose, it will corrupt you. It will corrupt you. It will mess your mind up. So at this stage of your life, at this season, learn to understand that my life's purpose is about an agenda bigger than I. Bigger than I am. Spend time praying before you leave campus. We cannot overemphasize this fact. Spend time praying. Pray till you have mastered prayer as a lifestyle. Because there is something coming. If it does not meet a prayer life, you'll be carried out. Something is coming that must meet a man who is praying. Do you understand what I'm saying? Build a routine of Bible study now. Start reading Christian books now. Run deep, run deep, run deep. Because whether it is God or the devil, when your time comes, you'll be manifested. And when that time comes and a man is manifested,
and he's not God, the man will now begin to say, all those Christian principles, they are a lie. Look at me, for instance, now. Did I not have money? You see, that person was just fighting for the kill. Root yourself. Get rooted. Get rooted. Start praying. Enjoy the Holy Ghost. Myself and a few of my friends went for a little vacation. Went on the island. And we stayed with one of our friends, a mutual friend, whose father is a billionaire. Lagos have so much. They have apartments everywhere. And, well, the guy wasn't born again. And one time he called one of us. And he said, I mean, you guys, full-grown guys, you've been here 2 days? I said, yes. I said, no babes? I said, no babe. Not going to club? No club. I said, what then is the fun? What is the fun? What is the fun? When we sit down to share scriptures. When we sit down to talk life. They can't discuss this kind in beer parlor. This kind is not discussed in club. When we sit down and we talk to a point where we say, guys, let's hold hands. It's not boring. Now, sit down, wherever. The issue is that people think some of us who are introverts get bored. And like, Apostle, you've been inside the room and are you not bored? Me that can be all by myself for 20 years. I'm not bored in the Holy Ghost. You must master it so that you don't become the man of Gadara. You know the story of that man? He was in the tomb among dead people. He was cutting himself, uttering God's plan. He was uttering himself. They look at him and they say, this person is mad. Anybody whose place? The Bible says when a man wanders away from the path of understanding, he will abide in the congregation of the dead. People who are dead in their trespasses, that have no consciousness about Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying here? And that's the kind of people some of you have surrounded yourself with. People that when they talk to you for an hour, you begin to doubt every principle in God. And you think you can fulfill destiny with those friends. When they talk to you for 1 hour, you wake up and you are comparing Jesus with Elon Musk. You are gradually moving towards atheism. You know why? Because what a man has been deprived of all his life, getting it will be his definition of success. What God wants to give you is beyond money. Money is not difficult to get. What he wants to give you is his blessing. That your children in your lifetime will pray and say, I want to be like daddy. Say, I want to be like daddy. Oh, what a joy. Imagine your son walk up to you and say, daddy, your son, you didn't coerce him. Just say, daddy, can you please be my mentor? I want to be just like you, your son. I'm not sure there's any achievement that can give a man joy more than that. Your child looks at you and says, this is what I want to be. Not the one that you'll be coming on 3 a.m. You have the money. But every time he catches himself acting like you, he rejects it. He rejects it and says, no. Never. No. Some of you have caught yourself acting like your father and you rejected it. Never. I won't be like that man. God wants to give you more than money. I see an outbreak of so much here. But you have to be rooted. Master prayer now. Master it now. Why? How can I beg you? Master it now. If you don't know how to pray, lock yourself around those who know how to pray. Go to White Wall. Pick yourself 2x2. Every day, pray. Yakaba kaba, aile kopeke. Pray. Because there's an hour coming that you have to be prepared for. There's an hour coming you have to be prepared for. You must master it. Stay rooted in Christ. Stay engrafted in His will. Stay planted in your local church.
be pastored, be led. Amen. Amen. That little 2 million naira that come to your hand and you start checking, should I even be in this church? It's a sign you are not ready for the future. Be pastored. We're going to have young people giving tithes of 2 million or five, and they're excited. It's not noise. You know what I found out? Those who are real givers in ministries are not proud. I have people that, listen to what I'm saying. I have individuals that nobody can ever guess that what they give. Shh. Just do it. You know those who make noise? Peanut. That you are excited. God has trained you. You are excited that my life is about God's purpose. And see, hold on a minute. What a joy that you have a 21, 22, 23, 24, 25-year-old boys who God has blessed, technology, doing well. I found the path of prosperity, being blessed. But when you come to that same house, early in the morning, you hear them play domwem and moving up and down. Rakusabakai, eleman katabai, lenkete betuka, esteble kenemai, engemanta, ekibonai. Rooted in Christ. I said rooted in Christ. I said rooted in Christ. I said rooted in Christ. Established in Christ. Rooted in Christ Jesus. We show the world how to have real fun. How to enjoy life in the Holy Ghost. How to pray. How to fast. Imagine the kind of fasting that you have so much in your freezer. But this is discipline. This is how we do it. Are you following what I'm saying here? We're going to talk to a client. Rako sabakai, entekebekai, endekebene, ikumbakai, yakatabai. And now we go in the fragrance of the Spirit. This is what God wants to give you. This is what God wants to give you. Not just paper. Not just paper. Not just paper. Not just paper. Oh, glory. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say that amen loud and clear. Can I have 10 people here that God has placed a burden in your heart that He wants to bless you? Listen, yes, everybody wants to bless, but this one, you know that the whole essence of my life is about kingdom. I am not touching it yet, but listen, this is my burden. I lose my sleep. I hate to see God's agenda drag. I just want God to put it in my hands. I just want 10. I want to give you an illustration. 10 people. Just an illustration. 10 people. Of that regard, 10 people. Just 10. Just 10. Just 10. Come. Come, file up here. File up here. Come. Stand here. Do you know what I want to show you? I want to demonstrate something. I want to demonstrate something. Okay? That there is something called the blessing. And this blessing can be given. You've not got that now. There's something called a blessing, and everything about your life can be altered. The day a man carries it comes and say, I bless you. Now, if you know that the prayer I'm about to pray for you, your life can never remain the same. Pray in the Holy Ghost in a minute. Pray in the Holy Ghost in a minute. Come on. Pray in the Holy Ghost in a minute. Pray in the Holy Ghost in a minute. Pray in the Holy Ghost in a minute. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Listen, from today, nothing remains small in your hands. Now, those of you in front, raise your hands. I'm just going to touch you, and you must be aware that something has changed. I release upon you the blessing. Once I lay hands on you, rush back to your seat and pray in the Holy Ghost. I release upon you the blessing. Help him. I release the blessing. I release upon you the blessing. Stand behind them, please. I release the blessing. Go and prosper. Go and prosper. Go and prosper. I release upon you the blessing. The blessing. Be blessed. 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 In the name of Jesus. As these hands are laid, new doors are opening. New doors. Be blessed. Helper. Grace. Be blessed. The spirit of the blessing is the presence of the Lord. Joseph prospered in the house of Potiphar, for God was with him. Be blessed. Oh, be blessed. Be blessed by the finger of the Lord. Be blessed. 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 Your experience in life is altered. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Nothing dies in your hands. Be blessed. Helper. Be blessed. Be blessed. Nothing dies in your hands. Be blessed. There is a separation. God is separating you for himself. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. I decree a shift by the finger of the Lord. Be blessed. 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 Help him. Be blessed. Excellent spirit. Excellent spirit. Be blessed by the finger of the Lord. You have not seen anything yet. You have not seen anything yet. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Help him. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. Kaseka Bakai. I invoke a new dimension. Prosperity by the Spirit. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Oh, shit. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. A new dimension is invoked. Be blessed. Put her here. I have a word for her. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Marvelous. Be blessed by the finger of the Lord. Be blessed. 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 In the name of Jesus. Be blessed by the finger of the Lord. Come. There is something called the blessing of notability. From today, you become notable in your field. All of a sudden, there is a new supernatural way with which you do it. Such as I have, I gift you. Take it now by the finger of the Lord. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. A new chapter is open. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed by the Spirit. Be blessed. I bring you out of that experience. I bring you out. You are separated from the experience of that lineage. And I call forth after a new order. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed by the finger of the Lord. Be blessed.
Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Where are the leaders? Come forward. Come forward. For Cornerstone Church first. For Cornerstone Church. Come forward. Oh, I call heavens to record this day in your favor. That you have been blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. By the finger of the Lord. Be blessed. 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 I speak grace. Grace and apostleship. To open territories up. To open territories up. To open territories up. To open territories. You are given capacity beyond the church. Grace comes. Territory is open. Territory is open. Get up. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Go back to your seat. Get up. Our pastors, come. Come here. The Lord showed me. Listen. The Lord showed me that something shifted about Sphere of Light Church in 2023. I saw it. I saw it. In every sense, it is no longer going to be business as usual. It is not. The grace to father kings. Take it now. Grace! 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 Nothing is small in your hands. Grace! At enlargement. The panting and hunger for more. Grace! At enlargement. At enlargement. The panting and hunger for more. Empowerment. Shekaine mokotai. Yeketele mokopai. Yakate. Ekibonte kibotai. Sebila kaite mekopai. Rente kebos. Let 10 become 100. Let 100 become thousands. And thousands, tens of thousands. In the name of Jesus. Territories are opened up. Nations open up. I release this word to everyone connected, watching, and know that the hand of God is on my life. In this season, what had not opened up before, they open up. Rabaka telebokos, yekende mokopai, katelebokai, katelebokai, katelebokai. Go on your knees, man of God, by the finger of the Lord. Grace, grace, grace. Come, come, all ministers, come here, come. Nothing dies in your hands. 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 Grace and apostleship. Grace and apostleship. I see a new teaching stream. A new teaching stream with power. A new teaching stream with power. Grace! 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 Advance! Overtake! Recover! Second table copy! Ayaka table copy! Leken table copy! Grace! 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 Oh, thank you! Amen! Get up on your feet, everybody. Tomorrow, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be teaching you on blessed to walk on waters. We couldn't finish that in Abeokuta. You will begin to walk in unfamiliar zones. You are blessed. God bless you.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.